Okay, so again, thank you. This is the April 2nd Queens College Academic Senate meeting. Brenda will be recording all the participants and taking note. If there is anyone who does not have sound, we will be monitoring the chat feature. So you can just put something in the chat and Brenda will read that out for me. I've given you the ability to unmute yourselves. So you can just click the unmute button at any given time and you will be unmuted. Now, I will give you fair warning that if I hear a lot of background noise, I will put you on mute myself just to make this an easier process. So with that being the case, the way we're going to do this is with each passing item, I have a poll, and the poll will allow you to say, yes, you agree, no, you don't agree, or you abstain. And we will do that through each passing item and hopefully get through this without any issue. So I'm going to start. I should have been prepared 2 seconds, but it only took me a minute to open it up. And I'm going to start with the agenda. And I'm going to request a motion to approve the agenda of April 2nd. I will pull that up. So I'm going to share my screen. You should have all received it and you should all be, Joe, can you nod or give me the thumbs up? Can you see the screen? Okay, perfect. So I will ask for a motion to approve the agenda for April 2nd.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Approval of the agenda. Item number 2, approval of the academic Senate meeting minutes of March 12th. There was no meeting of March 12th. That was during the initial shutdown. So there was no official meeting. However, at its March 26th executive committee meeting, the executive committee acted on behalf of the Senate and we approved those minutes, which were mainly, February minutes. For those of you who would like to see it, you should have it in last month's, but we've also posted it on the Academic Senate's website under related links. So if you'd like to review that material, it's been posted, it's already been approved. So there's nothing to approve for item number 2. So I'm gonna move on to item number 3, which is, and I'm gonna stop sharing my screen for a second because this is for, This is for announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. So I open the floor for item number 3 for announcements. And again, you can unmute yourself.
I guess I'll start. So hi, everybody. My name is Sid Malvia, and I'm the deputy chair for the Academic Senate. So in case you haven't heard, Frank Wu has been approved by the Board of Trustees to serve as the Queens College president. So I'm just passing that information, or news, I should say, out there in case you haven't heard. More information is available on the Queens College website.
Hi, I'm Sharice Evans, Senator from Chemistry. In case you haven't heard, Dr. Wilma Saffron in Chemistry is retiring. Oh. And I am taking over her duties as Director of Honors in Math and Natural Sciences. And I have a new web page for Honors in Math and Natural Sciences, so I'll get that available.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is Annie from the library. I don't know if people may have known Joe Brostek. He was someone that worked at the college for many years, I believe, in like planning events, the development and alumni sphere. including many of the commencements, and he passed away from coronavirus. He is a big friend of the archives. I'm the archivist in the library, so it's thanks to him that we have a complete set of commencement records and other information that really archives our history. So I just wanted to remember Joe Brostick.
Okay, can we all just pause for a moment in his memory? Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay, seeing none, I would feel remiss not to notice that I've already made an error. And I'm going to have to take a step back because although we had the motion and we had it second, I never got the full body. So I'm going to take one quick second to launch this poll, approval of the agenda, and ask that you take a second to, you can click on yes, no, or abstain. And I'll just give a few, about 30 seconds to a minute. I tell you, technology, you keep forgetting. Thank you. Okay, agenda approved. Okay, seeing no other announcements, there are no special motions. I'd like to move to committee reports. And with that, I will share my screen again. And the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee report dated March 12,
2020. Hi, Ken Lord. Move that we approve the minutes of March 12, 2020 UCC and ask for unanimous consent.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, I'm going to send out another poll. I'm launching the poll. Move to accept the UCC minutes dated March 12.
Simone?
Yes.
The agenda is not, they can't see the agenda. Can you go back to the agenda?
Okay.
Okay.
I have to let the poll.
Okay.
Everyone should have received these, but I will pull it back up. I'm waiting to the 45-second mark. Okay. Thank you. Are the UCC minutes, can you see that screen? Or it's not displaying? Okay, thank you, Karen. I'm gonna, it says your screen is being paused. So let me try again. Oh, here it is, resume share. How about now? Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Now, Simone.
Okay. So the UCC minutes. Now I'm going to go to item 5B, the GCC. Let me pull those up. Can you see the GCC? Okay, perfect. So the GCC minutes dated March 11, 2020.
I move acceptance of the GCC minutes dated March 11th, 2020, and ask for unanimous consent.
And for the record, that's Glenn Berger.
Oh, sorry.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
There's a lot of additional materials here. All of that now goes to the Board of Trustees report? The articulation agreement and...
The articulation agreement, because it's between a non-CUNY college and a CUNY college, has to go to the to CAPR as a dashboard item.
Thank you.
Motion to accept. Okay, I'm going to set up another poll. This is for the GCC report. It's opening. Okay, you should see the poll. Is it working? No.
Hasn't shown up yet.
Maybe I have to pause share and then let me end the poll and let me relaunch the poll and let's see what happens.
There it is.
Perfect. And I give it about 45 seconds because that's typically the amount of time to reach majority or unanimous consent. Okay, it's the minutes of the GCC has been approved.
Good.
Okay, next agenda item was the nominating committee report, but there was no nominating committee report to be presented, so we are going to move on.
Wait.
Oh, Pesci, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought you didn't have any, but there definitely isn't anything for us to disclose. So I give you the floor.
Oh, thank you. I was just a little confused because we submitted a report for March. The whole Senate didn't meet, and I think the names were sent to the executive committee.
Yes.
So that approved. We don't need to worry about that.
Was already approved. Oh, and for the record, there was a record 28 nominations
to
committees in February or so. That March 12th report, or the March report, I shouldn't say a specific date. There was a record 28 nominations that have been distributed throughout the different committees. So thank you to the Student Association who have been working diligently. Brenda and I will update our rosters and try to send them out and see where the holes are.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Pesci. Okay, moving on to six, old business. Nominations to the nominating committee. The floor is open for any faculty members for social science. Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to student, the Division of Education. And again, student, social sciences.
I'd like to nominate Kimberly Wiley.
Any second? Oh, I'm sorry, any other nominations? Can someone second?
I second.
Thank you. I do not have a poll. I did not prepare for a poll for nominations. So there is the ability to place your, because we have to record it and a simple I will not do it. So what I can ask, can you use the chat feature?
Yes, I was going to suggest. The chat
feature, if you can note, because we, okay, what I should have said at the beginning of this recording as well, my apologies. The open meeting laws were not necessarily rescinded, they were modified to allow us to meet in this forum. Under the condition that one, we make the meeting open, which we've done by posting the meeting details on the schedule on our webpage, and two, recording it physically as well as transcribing the recordings, which we are complying with. We have the capability to save the chat. So if you were to go to the chat box and record your opinion in the chat box, we will not be able to give you the results right now. Brenda will have to review them, but I will ask for a moment for you to review, for you to place your chat. So this is to accept, if I'm not mistaken, Kimberly Wiley to the nominating committee for social sciences. And I'll give everyone a minute to okay. Thank you. We will officially announce it at another time, but it appears that there is a majority consent to nominate Kimberly, but we will confirm that. I don't want to be forward, but we can confirm that. The final action, number 7, new business. And under new business, there's a calendar. So I am going to do a new share. You should be seeing the GCC minutes?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the end. Now, the dates. Okay, let me hit resume share. Okay. So under new business, calendar of Senate and executive meetings for 2020-2021, move to approve. These are all in accordance to the bylaws, second Thursday for the Senate meetings and then 2 weeks prior for the executive committee. And the special meetings, I don't think we have any. I think everything has, yes, nothing is outside of the actual date. So move to approve.
So move.
Second.
Second.
I believe I have a poll. Let me open it up to see. No, I don't. Oh, yes, I did. I'm going to launch the poll. Okay. If you can take a minute to approve. These will be posted on the website if approved. Okay, thank you. I'm going to stop. stop sharing. And with that, the meeting is officially complete. Move to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
But it's nice to see everybody.
Thank you so much, everyone. Just keep safe. And if there's any information, I will be sending it through the Senate's website. Apologies for all the emails. We are all overburdened with emails, but unfortunately, that's our latest means of discussion. So we'll try to keep it to a minimum. And understanding that May is going to be challenging because elections of new members happen in May. So can I plead with you to reach out to your chairs to make sure they submit the representatives for your departments if you have not already done so. And for those of you who have not voted, faculty voting is still open through Saturday. So please vote. Okay, thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing from you in May.
Thank you, Simone.
Thank you,
Professor Yearwood.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, everyone.
Sid?
Yeah.
Send me your email. I'll call you. I'm sorry. Send me your cell phone.
Hey, Professor Simone.
Yes. Allie?
One question. So, regarding the election, like, you know how red pre-registration for student senators?
Say that again.
You know the pre-registration for senators?
Yes, I'm just going to end this recording because that meeting is adjourned. So one sec.